Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. Ian, how are you? Thanks for joining us, man.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there. How about you, man? It's a crazy time. How has it changed?
Yeah.
Has it changed for you at all? I mean, your communication's all done through text message anyway, isn't it, pretty much?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, usually I spend the spring going on a bunch of trips, you know, owners meetings and draft for 8 days and, you know, another owners meeting and all sorts of stuff. And now I haven't left my house, you know, really to do anything except maybe go to a store in about 3 months like everyone else. So, you know, I would say that part has certainly changed. And, you know, but otherwise than that, I mean, it's a lot of phone conversations. It's a lot of text messages. And, you know, even though NFL Network lost its control room for, you know, really 2 months because everything had to be evacuated, we still managed to get on air and still managed to do TV. So I think there's a lot, you know, probably a lot of other people in a lot worse shape, I'll say that.
Ian, do you think that with the uncertainty of, you know, what's happening, it changed the philosophy of how some teams handle this offseason in terms of maybe not extending certain players or, you know, obviously maybe signing certain free agents because of the medicals and not having the ability to get them in their facilities?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to me, that's been the biggest thing. You know, of all the ways that the coronavirus has impacted the NFL, you know, the most substantial one to me is the difference in signings. I mean, you know, not having an OTAs, not having, you know, conditioning programs, like, you know, how much does that actually really affect the football field in September? You know, I don't know. I mean, there's varying views on how much OTAs actually matter. Every year there's, you know, big name players who skip or just go a couple times to satiate the public and then never show up again. And everything seems to be fine. I think for, you know, rookies, it's probably meaningful, but for veterans, maybe not as much. It's really just the, you know, so obviously that had an impact, but how much will it actually affect the field on in September? I'm not sure. But as far as like the free agents who haven't been signed, you know, I mean, Clowney obviously is one, Cam Newton is another. You know, just plenty of guys with big either medical concerns or just guys the teams want to sit down and talk to. A lot of those guys haven't been signed. And then there's basically been no extensions.
Yeah.
You know, Christian McCaffrey, maybe one more that I can't think of right now. But
Cousins, right?
What's that?
Didn't Cousins sign one?
Yeah, Cousins signed one. It was kind of more of a sort of gives them some salary cap breathing room,
right,
than like a real true extension.
Okay.
You know? But yeah, I mean, there's just, you know, there's so much uncertainty for September. I don't think anyone wants to, you know, put their pen to a $50 million signing bonus without knowing what the losses are going to be like when the games start.
Ian Rappaport with us, NFL Network. And Ian, you know, there's been some talk about, you know, the NFL maybe trying to look for some money back this year, that the salary cap could be obviously significantly cut.
Yeah.
You know, next year, obviously, so all these things are factoring in. How big a cut do you think? I mean, is there any way to guesstimate how big this cap could drop next year after years of going up?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they do not want it to drop. They want it to stay either flat or you know, to rise a little bit. And there are ways to do it. I mean, the cuts are an option. You know, you could, the Players Association could get, sort of talk amongst themselves, talk to the NFL and say, you know, we are going to, look, everyone's been affected economically. Teams are going to lose, you know, probably somewhere between $40 and $100 million next year. The losses in total will be potentially $3 and $4 billion. That's a lot. The players take 48% of the revenue. You know, that the thinking from, you know, some of the owners is if they take 48% of the revenue and, you know, so much of the revenue is lost, then the players should feel a little bit of that. And that could come this year. It could come, you know, players taking, you know, shaving some off the top. It could come next year. They could reduce performance-based pay for 4 or 5 years or get rid of it. They could borrow from the TV money that is sure to come in 2 years. There's a lot of things they could do, but what they want to do is avoid, like, the cap being $150 million next year
right.
after a almost $200 million cap this past year. That's what they want to avoid.
Ian, what happened with the Browns and Jadeveon Clowney?
So, from my understanding, I mean, they were in it, and actually, I'm not, you know, sure they're out of it, so I don't want to talk in past tense, but I just know, you know, there was a time when they were very strongly in it. I thought, actually, that it may happen. Like, I was sort of preparing for Clowney to sign with the Browns, you know, and I was yeah. talking to, you know, sources and, you know, conferring with some of my colleagues at NFL Network, and, you know, that was something we were very aware of and were working on. Just could never nail down the fact that Clowney had actually agreed. I know the Browns had a really good offer. I just could never nail down the fact that Clowney agreed. So I was frustrated from, like, a reporter standpoint because, you know, I think everybody wants that story, and it just never came together. And then it just – nothing happened, you know. And I think for Clowney – you know, it's obvious he wanted more money that was there in free agency, of course. Otherwise, he would have signed. I think now he still wants a lot. And, you know, there is something to be said for, like, why would he sign now? Probably going to be no offseason. You know, doubtful there's going to be mini camps. Why would it make sense to sign now? I mean, he can just wait till teams have a little more economic certainty, and then feel more comfortable coughing up, you know, $15 million a year or whatever it ends up being. So, you know, we're a long way from done from the sense I get on the saga of Jadeveon Clowney.
We're talking with Ian Rapoport, NFL Network, NFL.com. Ian, you know, for all the talk of Clowney, the guy I'd like the Browns to still sign is Larry Warford, who got cut by the Saints, and I haven't heard any rumblings about him at all. The Browns are one lone remaining weak spot is at right guard. And he would fit that bill perfectly. He costs less than Clowney. I'd rather spend their money there. Have you heard him connected to anybody, let alone the Browns?
Well, I was told that he wants basically what he was going to make. So he wants $7 million. And
okay.
That's, you know, the Browns could do it. I mean, you know, they can certainly find the salary cap space. I don't think that'd be much of an issue. You know, do you want to sign $7 million? You want to pay $7 million for a guard who no one else has signed for $7 million, you know, is that really the value that you want? I think that's probably a question. You know, and then the other part of it is that would be basically half of Clowney's salary. Maybe that knocks you out of signing Jadeveon Clowney. Where would you like your resources? You know, like, do you need to spend $7 million for a guard, or would you rather spend double that for Jadeveon Clowney? I mean, that's, and then again, like,
guard,
I don't, no one's spending cash now. So
yeah.
I don't get the sense any of these decisions need to be made right now.
Ian Rapoport's with us, NFL Network. Ian, with all that's going on right now, I'm curious, are there any team that would be interested in Colin Kaepernick? And if there is, is he in shape?
I have not heard any team interested in Colin Kaepernick. Is he in shape? I'm sure he is. He always keeps himself in good shape. I know he's continued to do, you know, football activities and just kind of be ready. I think last year, and we said this a lot at the time, I know teams are really frustrated with the process. You know, there was the open tryout. Teams thought it was a good idea. A lot of them sent scouts. to change the facility. A lot of them couldn't get to where they needed to go. Some sent their scouts home. You know, that when teams really just wanted to take a look at him, I don't get the sense that really endeared him to the teams, even some who I believe wanted to sign him out of that workout. I think that was frustrating for a lot of people. They just wanted to see him work out. And for whatever reason, thanks to the venue change and sort of those sorts of things, not as many people saw him. And that was, you know, that didn't help his cause. So I don't get the sense for any more momentum toward a Colin Kaepernick signing. I wish there was. You know, to me, he's good enough to play, and guys who are good enough to play should be able to play. And his obviously has a, you know, different reality right now.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Ian, so today, you know, the word today obviously doesn't seem like there's going to be any off-season activities. Is there talk about possibly letting training camp start a little early, at least for, you know, OTA type of activity, maybe a week earlier?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if there's going to end up being, you know, anything for players. You know, mini camps probably won't happen, but I know the NFL is still hopeful at having players in the facility at some point before everyone breaks for the summer. And, you know, we'll see if it ends up happening, but I know that is what the league wants. You know, could that be, hey, local players are allowed to show up? Possibly. You know, maybe rookies get in the building for 3 days.
Right.
Meet the coaches, take physicals, you know, that's possible. Could be a little skills, sort of a little skills camp, something like that. So I don't think the door is closed at all on bringing players in the facility before the spring, before the spring ends. As far as, you know, an early, you know, sort of an early return from the summer, I think that's possible. And I've talked to several teams that, you know, that's what they want. Forget about mini camp. Forget about doing football activity. They just want the guys to be in shape and not have, you know, a historic injury situation. So bringing guys in a little earlier might help solve that problem. But obviously that would have to be, you know, negotiated with the NFLPA as well.
Right. Ian, we appreciate the time. Everybody follow Ian at Rap Sheet on Twitter. Watch him on NFL Network, NFL.com. Thanks, Ian. We appreciate it, man.
All right. Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.